Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. It's time for an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Did you know that by listening to the live cast, your cousin's boobs get bigger by one cup size? Doesn't do anything for you, but we love it. Now here are Rob, Noah, 3D, and Sid.
Wow, this show just totally snuck up on us.
As usual.
Here we are, an all-new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast, episode number 732 million, or at least what feels like it. Am I right, guys?
To me, it only feels like 731 million.
We just passed the Simpsons.
Yeah.
We are doing good. We are doing good, and I am doing good. And you are doing good.
Are you?
I'm doing pretty. I mean, I just ate a whole bag of fried shrimp.
That was disgusting.
So,
not even like he went to the market and got fresh shrimp that he put into a bag, but literally at the supermarket in the freezer section, there was a pre-sealed sack of shrimp.
You are gonna barf.
That he purchased.
And didn't have the wherewithal to get up and cook it.
No,
it's pre-cooked.
It's like shrimp cocktail. You just let it defrost in its own pasty white liquid.
Oh, it's delicious.
I had like 5 of them. He had the other 45, though. So
no, there were like 35 in there.
You didn't save me any?
You don't like shrimp.
Sounds so delicious.
I already thought
I was
about doing everybody
here,
else's
here,
thing.
There's
a Twitter photo
look.
Of the shrimp.
Looks like an old fat white lady's leg.
As I said,
that's what it tasted like. That's
as
sort
I
of
said,
it
felt
like
I was digging in a toilet for shrimp. It was like toilet shrimp we were eating. It's fantastic.
Bobbing for varicose.
Oh, delicious.
It looks like the insides of your stomach, Rob. It's pretty disgusting.
It's pretty delicious. That's what that is.
Disgusting.
Disgustingly delicious.
Those two words are synonymous for Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since you've barfed on the show, so.
Yeah, and I'm drinking tonight, too, so it should be very exciting.
Oh, great.
Darren,
yeah.
You are like right in front of Rob.
I'm 180 degrees across from Rob.
But your laptop monitor.
How does that work?
Provide a shield.
That means I'm going to get projectile vomited on tonight at some point. Let's hope it goes down, that you don't have the reach today.
All right. We'll see about that.
Jesus.
I'm just afraid he's going to turn his head and hit me.
What'd you say? Did that?
Let me just start pouring the rum. I don't know why I got rum. I'm more of a vodka guy.
Yeah.
Felt like going crazy.
Listen, when it comes to dulling your senses beyond all comprehension, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. It does. It does. Because, I mean, like, vodka, it's almost like tasteless, whereas rum is just harsh. I thought it'd be
but
sweet.
But it feels smooth and dry.
Lies. It is
the superior.
The furthest thing from smooth.
It's Puerto Rican rum. So
well, of course. I mean, if you're drinking rum, gotta get
it's the kind of rum that after you wake up, your hubcaps are missing.
Also, I'm mixing it with Tropicana Orangeade.
Will we get paid for that?
Which is no. I just want to talk about this for a second because, like, you know, like you think just because it has, you know, the Tropicana seal on it, it's like healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Tropicana makes orange juice. First of all, the orange juice isn't even healthy, but
right.
But I mean, it does have like vitamins and shit and shit
minerals.
Orangeade, which is like. It's, you know, concentrate. Oh.
What was that?
Thanks.
Oh, the computer likes Orangeade.
We are.
But, Orangeade is basically just like orange concentrate and sugar. And I looked, I looked on the ingredients.
How much percent juice is it?
And, no. The ingredients are, in this order, filtered water.
Uh-huh.
High fructose corn syrup, orange juice concentrate. They put the corn syrup before the concentrated orange juice.
I know it's like drinking orange colored sugar water. Basically.
Yeah, it was really a bad decision. And I mean, like it's kind of subconsciously, I was like, well, juice, you know, it's better than drinking soda. No, this is exactly the same as drinking
soda.
At least
it's not carbonated.
Yeah.
I guess that's the, you know, but really, I mean, that's
what's
the best part.
What's the problem
part
with carbonated?
Isn't that worse?
Stuff being carbonated.
It's supposedly, according to Frank, it's like battery acid on your inside.
No, that's just for him. He can't drink it.
No. He always says that to me. He can't drink it because he has something. But he also says, dude, that's terrible for
I
you.
I thought it was from chemicals
and
soda.
Yeah,
and
I thought
that.
It was from like everything they put in Coke. Because he said that his dad, when he was a mechanic, when they tried to like clear an engine, if they just put Coke through it, it would be fine.
I don't know. I remember him telling me the carbonation is bad. I love how they put the same exact picture that's on the orange juice on
that. Trick you.
Yeah, it's just pictures of oranges.
Yeah, 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 exactly. It's made to look like, oh, it's so healthy. It's so, no, it's exactly as sugar.
Here's what's not in this.
Yeah.
Oranges. How do you say that fruit, by the way, Robbo? How do you pronounce that?
Orange.
I say orange.
Orange, yeah. We're all from New York. Orange.
Orange.
Rob says
orange.
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 Well, I mean, whatever.
I don't know. I wasn't.
We're all friends here. We don't have to.
Are we friends?
Well, I'm friends with everyone here. I don't know about everyone else.
I love the immediate response that we get.
Silence.
Well, I mean, it's
we all secretly hate each other.
We also have a phone number here, and you
do
can
we?
You can call us up and be our friend. Mm-hmm. If you dial 646. 929-1357.
What number is that?
That's like pound.
That's that, yeah, like by the zero.
It's the semicolon.
You know, all these people looking on their phone for a phlegmy grunt.
How did all this ash end up on the
phlegmy grunt? Isn't that one of those bands from Death or No Death?
Yeah, fake.
Grunt?
That was actually Rob's nickname in high school.
Fake?
Phlegmy grunt.
Oh. How'd you know that, kid? We didn't go to the same high school.
I hear things. I was on bulletin boards. Back in the day.
BBS?
Yes, exactly.
Got a little ash on my laptop. The whole show doesn't
not
have to
the first time
me.
For that.
Actually, this is the first time.
What are you using to clean the ash off?
A paper clip?
Shrimp.
Which, by the way, I mean, I really feel... Wait, what'd you say?
Shrimp.
Oh, shrimp.
It's like the two greatest things in your life combined. Pot ash and your
Can
computer.
Can you pass the ashtray, Rob?
It's like your entire life summed up.
Oh, it's actually a good concoction, orange jade and rum. It's actually pretty nice. Somebody wants to try it? No, screw you guys. But, yeah, paperclips. I was going to say, like, I don't feel like enough potheads use paperclips. Like, I feel like it's kind of like an underground thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I just want to say, and I mean...
Jenny's here.
Jenny, our
Jenny,
other
so.
Resident pothead.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
A resident government worker.
Your voice dropped for a second there before I use paperclips all the time. I thought I was sitting next to B. Arthur.
I was smiling.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. I was like, please don't let the next thing be deep also. Then I'm going to get
Sorry,
freaked out.
Bitch.
But I said, hi! I was okay. Pass the blunt.
Yeah, so with paper, I mean, like, they're so efficient. You could, like, clean out a pipe, clean out a bong, clean out anything. You could, like, poke
clean
it.
Your nose.
Like, when you want to stuff the weed into the pipe, you can poke with it. I mean, and you can't get, like, the shitty, small paper clips. You got to get, like, the industrial size, the giant ones that can go through, like a whole one-hitter, you know? You with me on this, Sid?
No.
I use them to hold pieces of paper together.
Yeah,
I'm
never. What's a piece of paper? I don't use paper.
I'm square.
I mean, like... Oh, yeah. Oh, I should try that on
you
scissors.
Safety pins for that. They're sharper.
You put it in his eye.
I don't have safety pins in school. I only have paper clips, so...
Oh. You should get some safety pins up in there.
I don't think they'd allow that.
The kids would totally stab each other in the eye.
Wait a minute. What kind of a ringtone was that, Darren?
That was the IO digital cable. Would you like to hear
it's
it?
It's a corporate
yes.
Chill. All
right, hold on. Someone call me. It'll be faster.
Listeners,
and
everybody,
you're answering
their
call over our.
No, I turned it off, but she drew attention to it. So now
well, right. Because it sounded peculiar.
She said.
Oh my god! I can't believe that. I cannot believe this is your intro.
Why not? I guess everyone's head bobbing. Look at Jenny.
My head is
Her
not
booty
bobbing.
Is bobbing.
4, 4, 4. That's enough of that.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't there a guy in like a shrimp suit?
No, yeah, sort of. It's a, I think it's a sea monster though.
Oh, all right. We've had some discussion.
Well, that was about 12 months ago, so.
Well, Jake, you know, on the topic of shrimp, while we're on this, I fucking love shrimp. I mean, we've established that this episode.
Well, you eat them raw out of the bag. I'm
they weren't
sure
raw. They were cooked. Mm-hmm. It's cooked shrimp.
That's what
that
I was saying. I was like, don't you have to like put it in a pan with some like sauce?
They cooked it already.
It was
pre-cooked.
Cooked once, like a year ago,
yeah,
and then they freeze dried it.
Yeah, but
that
it
counts. It's cooked now.
But you drink the bag. It says though that it's cooked, so it has to be true.
Yeah.
The second ingredient listed was high fructose corn syrup.
Water, high fructose corn syrup, shrimp concentrate.
Yeah.
What I don't like about shrimp, well, apart from the fact that it tastes like fish, which I don't like at all, but it has those little black dots in them.
Well, that's poop.
Let me say something. First of all,
before
the first time you mentioned that, which was like under a year ago,
mm-hmm.
I never even like had that thought in my head.
What did you think they were, though?
I didn't think
you thought it was pepper.
I don't know, like, I thought
it was pepper.
I thought it was like part of the skin or something. I don't know. But like I picked it off. But like now, I am so conscious of it.
Good. I don't want you eating kitty.
Like anytime I get shrimp, I have to like inspect it. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
what if
like,
it's fried shrimp?
Well, then it's fried, yeah.
It's called deveining.
But there not always. But that's
what I thought.
It doesn't always
deveining. It's the main vein. That really goes through that shrimp.
It's shit. How is that a vein?
Well,
like,
it's all the nutrients go in it, and also the shit comes out of it. It's just filthy.
Okay. I picture Rob
through
like,
its butthole.
I thought Rob was going to say, oh, before you mentioned that, I just used to throw them in my mouth before even looking whether there was duty in it or not. Yeah.
Have you ever had them with the head on?
No.
They look so gross.
Ew, well,
they look like
yeah.
meat in the head.
South, and if you go to like a clam bake or like
a crawfish
ball or something, they always have the cooked shrimp, and it's whole, and they're just fucking filthy looking.
Great.
Wow, you're really selling this.
They're delicious, though.
Yeah, it's more meat.
You know, I almost bought this whole ecosphere that had shrimps in it from Brookstones.
I don't know what any of that means.
It's like a world.
I don't even know what Brookstones is.
That just thrives off of each thing in it.
Is that like sea monkeys?
Yeah, pretty much. Like an ant
kind of. It's kind of. Wait, aren't shrimps sea monkeys?
No, sea monkeys are those little lumps of shit that they used to sell you in the back of a comic book.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to add water and then like,
I used
oh,
to get those.
They become real people and then they do nothing and you think you did it wrong and you don't get your money back.
Well, they cost like 75 cents.
Did yours do anything?
No. It's like little bacteria. It was like when you come in the toilet and it floats around.
He's really,
what it looked like.
Do you have a history of this?
It's really true. What? It does look like a little
coming in the toilet?
Semen.
Not in our toilet.
Okay.
Well, I live with my parents once in a while. I do that. I was home by myself.
Wait, but if you were
kneel
home by yourself,
the toilet.
Why would you have to go to the toilet?
Where's the after dark music?
This is not after dark.
This is very after dark.
Why don't you do it in your own toilet, but you'll do it at your parents'
Well,
toilet.
That was my toilet back then.
Yeah,
okay.
We lived
yeah,
home.
We share that toilet.
Yeah.
So.
The reason I don't do it at this house is because I don't want... Because if I do it, then I'll think that Rob probably does it too, and I don't want to think that. So I'd rather prevent myself from doing it if it means that somehow he's not doing it karmically.
Did Rob ever come to your house when you were living at home, though?
Actually, he did a couple of times. God damn it! Oh, no, Rob.
Wait, did you, like, you knew he was in the other room and you were just needed to do it?
No, I'm saying I would never whack off in the toilet here.
No, I understand,
yeah.
But when Rob would come to your house.
When Rob would come to your house.
I wouldn't do it while I had company over. It was when I was by myself.
Yeah, like how horny do you think men are that while we have company over, like,
gross.
Man, I'm hanging out with my friends, but I really just got
to
squeeze
yeah,
one out.
Yeah, happen right now.
In the middle of the conversation with his parents, he had to run in the bathroom.
One time, though.
I can't hold this one.
One time, though, back, I think it was in college, I crashed at my friend's house for, like, the weekend.
Mm.
So there was no opportunity to take care of business. And then we went to another friend's house because we were having a party there. And my friends all went to the supermarket to get, like, stuff for the party. And I was the only one left at my friend's house. So I whacked off in his bathroom. Well, the worst part was his house had a bit of a roach problem, so I had to, like, dodge roaches.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were killing the roaches with
When I would pee, though, it would be like shooting roaches off the roof.
Now, do you think Rob has good aim, that he got everything inside the bowl at your parents' house, or you think maybe your mom's having some Rob baby batter?
Oh, boy.
Wait, so when did it become official that Rob whacked off?
I just went one level of assumption up.
No.
Lie to
Come
me.
On, Rob. Dick? What kind of fucking guest are you? That's fucked up.
No, I've never been in somebody else's house and had the urge to masturbate.
Really?
Well, I mean, I've had the urge, but I wouldn't
have
that
close to it.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm not going to, excuse me, I got to use your bathroom and squeeze one out. No, well, that's not happening.
Well, did you clean up after yourself, or did you leave it, like, in a sneaky place for them to hide?
Wait, what do you mean? I came in the toilet.
Oh, okay.
You flush it.
What do you do, stand
no,
up and,
house,
and like, you're peeing and aim in the toilet?
No, I kneel.
Did you watch
really?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not always. Once in a while.
Did you watch it go down the
this
toilet?
This is way too much information.
Did you?
That's what the show's all about.
I want to know the answer to my question. You look while it was flushing?
Well, I was standing over the toilet. I didn't, like...
Why would you watch it go down?
Like, what? Would you be disgusted by it?
I'm just wondering if he looked or if he just turned away from it.
It was a quick flush.
In shame.
Like, it was 5 minutes I had to stand there and watch. I pressed the flush and saw it go down and I left. Would you think somehow there were remnants?
I'm just wondering if you flush and then turn around and left immediately or if you just watched it go down.
She wants to know if you were careful to make sure there was nothing left when it came up.
No, I want to know if you care about your... What did you call it? Your fresh bake, whatever?
Baby batter.
Your baby batter.
But you
man
goo. Care.
I don't know.
You farted.
Ew.
Ew.
Oh, good.
I didn't get any over here.
No.
I'm far,
it was quiet. It was steamy.
I'm diametrically opposed to sit at this table.
I think everybody is diametrically opposed to sit.
Wait, I have a question, but it's really gross.
Do it.
I don't know how it could get worse than where we are right now anyway.
Because I've always wondered about this. Okay, you know, after you do your business, like, if you look at it...
Yeah.
If you look at it. No, just once I saw that, like, in an experience, like, it was...
What kind of experience?
A wonderful experience, apparently.
An experience that ended with that, like, landing somewhere and me being able to see it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I've seen it before.
Was
it's not
place
like
to land
shocker.
To Darren's ceiling?
No!
We've already heard about that.
She was...
Okay, yes. So... Like, I've always seen it, and it was, like, milky white and whatever, uh-huh. But this, it was, like, blotchy. Like, it was, like, very, very white in some, clear, and it really grossed
me out.
That
depends on your diet.
Yeah.
It looks like lobster sauce that you get at the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
I immediately stopped dating him.
What?
You had you
let him finish cleaning your house, and then you broke up with him.
It looks like egg drop soup, but white, not yellow.
I'll drop some eggs.
Yeah, it was gross.
But that's
abnormal.
Yeah.
It's totally normal.
If you eat a lot of protein, it's pure white, and then if you don't eat any protein, it's clear.
And also, if you haven't come in a long time, it'll be whiter.
Yeah.
Because it's more concentrated.
Yeah, but I know, like, different shades, but why, like, splotches of white and then... Because
it's not even consistency. Yeah. You don't have the right nutrients in your body.
Ew. Okay, thanks.
If you want to call us and tell us about your sperm, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. And we see the Googler is in the chat room Googling it up. Last week he was quite entertaining.
Shinobi says vegetarians fart more, but they stink less. I absolutely disagree with that statement.
They stink less physically, but personality-wise, they stink more.
I think both. They
think who the fuck they are. It's like, oh, look at me. I don't know.
After you eat a salad or cauliflower or anything,
asparagus.
Your ass stinks.
Yeah, anything with healthy nutrients makes your fart smell more. When you eat junk
food,
like McDonald's or Burger King or disgusting food makes your farts not smell, odorless farts. Which is another reason not to eat junk food.
What's the point of odorless farts?
Yeah,
though?
Exactly. Because there's nothing to sweeten the fart with nutrients or anything. It's just
sweeten the fart.
Yeah, they sound like little squeaks, like little pathetic little, you know.
Like a popcorn fart, that's what they say.
Can I tell my Noah's farting story?
Please.
In Israel?
You, can you? Now you must.
When we were in Israel this summer, we went to this falafel stand, and it was ridiculously good. I have pictures of it.
Okay.
A falafel all over the place. But falafel makes your ass stink. Like,
yeah.
Horrific. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
it's very healthy.
We were with...
well, it's all beans. I mean,
oh, it was horrible. So then we were... all we wanted to do was eat falafel after that point, because it was so good. So
see how bad it would get.
Falafel. And we were playing this game to piss my boyfriend off, who happens to be Noah's brother.
Mm-hmm. First time revelation here on the live cast. That you're related by marriage.
So he can get very annoying quickly. So what we would do is close all the windows in the car, lock them.
Wait. All the windows were closed because he was getting angry that dust was coming into the car because, you know, Israel doesn't have roads. It's all just like sand and shit.
Mm-hmm. So
he got really angry.
We closed all the windows in the donkey cart. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So he got angry and locked the windows.
Are you telling him why he was angry? He was basically angry because Noah and I were having a good time. Like, we're not allowed to be joyous or make any type of joking comments or anything. He flips out. So he's like, shut up.
He's a fun Nazi.
He's an
Orthodox
Jew.
He won't let us have fun.
He doesn't believe women should have fun.
We actually are not allowed. Like, we're not allowed to have fun. Like, we have a certain time of day called rumpus time, and that's the time when we're allowed to be silly.
That's like your fun period.
He's like, and if Noah or I get, like, a little too silly, he's just like, it's not, calm down, it's not rumpus time, we'll take care of that later. So we have a designated time where we're allowed to do whatever we want and be silly.
I think they call that funstrating.
sorry, I'm off track. Okay, so to make us laugh more and to make him miserable, we would lock the windows and Noah would just lift up her ass and fart right next to her head from the back seat. And they were horrific. Like, I'm not even kidding. A mist would come up and it would start fogging up the windows in the car.
It was fucking guerrilla warfare in the car. Because then Jenny would start farting.
I think that's actually against the law in Israel for a woman to fart.
You have to do it through a sheet with a hole in it. It's fart normally.
It's in the Talmud.
It was horrible. All throughout the old city in Jerusalem, we were just lighting it up. And he was so mad at us.
And then every time he would open the window and the smell would, like, come out of the car, he would close the window again. And it would start all over.
He'd be like, motherfucker!
What did you eat that day?
It was, I think, well, okay, it was falafel, and my mom and my grandmother was making shish kebabs. So, like, beef shish kebabs.
Nice.
And just, like, all of those spices and stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Wait, is that you now, or is that a sound?
I don't know.
So funny, though. They were ridiculous. I didn't even really think they were coming out of her ass at first. I thought she was, like, doing a fake sound with her mouth. They were hysterical, and they stunk so bad. And I think they got into, like, the cloth in the rental car because it just never went away, the smell. It was horrific at one point. It was just like, I can't. Like, we went out, we left the windows open, we came back after, like, a day of sightseeing, and it still smelled like her ass, like, all throughout the car.
The poor guy that had to rent that car next after you, with the Noah farts all over.
The guy after them was a suicide bomber, though, so he didn't really care about how the car smelled.
When I'm running over Palestinians, I like my car to smell nice. God damn it.
Is that the rape shofar playing?
The terrorist shofar.
The Noah's farting shofar. The Noah's anal shofar.
The shofar.
You will ask for mercy.
Wait, what did you just say, Sid?
It's Noah's anal shofar.
Fake. We got a picture of it. Noah farting on her boy, on her brother. On her boyfriend.
I'm sure
oh, Jesus.
Thrilled.
He was so mad. And it would just make us, like, the more mad he got, the funnier it was to us. Like, we were just, like, cracking up.
I love that I was farting all throughout Jerusalem, though. I've desecrated
the holy city.
The holy city.
The ass holy city.
People are crying and crying and like.
Now we know why they're crying.
And, yeah, yeah. No one's just,
that's why the wailing wall was created.
The wail of a fart.
There were so many times where people knew it was us. Like, they knew, and they were just looking at us like we were horrible people. It was great. They just were like, oh, like, it was, I loved it. It was fabulous.
Isn't there that, like, is it the Wailing Wall where you have to, like, you put in a prayer or something into the crack in the wall?
Yeah.
Did you fart into one of the cracks of the wall?
That's the farting wall.
Yeah.
I was going to say the opposite, that people should put their prayers into Noah's ass, and then she blows them out on the answer.
The answer is always no.
I've got a prayer to put in your crack, Noah. Bend over.
99% of the time the answer is no, then 1% of the time the answer is a shit stain. That's the only two answers you get.
It's the sharding wall.
That was a good falafel.
The day before that, we also pretty much ostracized ourselves from the Hasidic community.
Did you do it into the toilet?
Because we went to, where the hell were we?
Tiberias.
Yeah, we were in Tiberias at the Sea of Galilee, and I was swimming in the only male section. And I'm like, why is everybody getting out of the water? What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's abroad.
You're like a plague.
If only they'd seen your feet, they would have stayed in there. I was like, yo, miss.
And she was wearing her teeny bikini.
Oh, hey-o.
I should not.
Scandalized all the bathing rabbis.
They would have lynched me.
They've never seen what a... They wouldn't know what you... They'd think you were deformed because they've never seen female body parts. They're always covered.
That's what it looks like. Whoa. You've been missing out, guys.
So I don't think we really talked about what's happening on the show today.
What show?
There's a show.
We're actually doing a live podcast right now. It's called the Metal Injection Livecast. We have a phone number. It's 646-929-1357. And a little later on in the show, Thor Schretstein said he's going to come by.
Oh, yeah.
He said he's coming alone. And he said he has some big... It seems like... Anytime he has a big announcement, he thinks, like, this is the out. Like, why do we keep letting him back on the show?
Well, who else?
He was, like, hospitalized or something. I don't know. There's, like, a lot of rumors going around about this tour.
He used to have a segment on that show, Friday Night Videos, on NBC, but that show's been off the air for, like, a decade.
So he still thinks he has it.
We're all he's got now.
I don't remember Friday Night.
You don't remember?
Oh, I do remember. It was, like, shot in the Tonight Show set, right? It was,
yep.
Like, a girl.
I just remember it was on Friday nights, I think.
Yeah, no, I totally know.
Well,
it
changed
on,
the sets a lot. It was on for, like, 20 years.
Right. It was on at, like, the 1:35 slot, right? Like, that was after Conan, right?
Conan, I think this was even before Conan.
No, I saw this.
Maybe it was actually during Conan also, but it definitely predates Conan as well.
No, I think it was after the late night show. It was after the 12:30 show.
No, it was Friday night. No. It was the 12:30 show. It was instead of...
Instead
of Letterman. It was instead of
Letterman.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Oh, well, later on, I think they still did it, but after, like, for, like, the 1:30 show.
Maybe.
Was Byron Allen ever involved?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, Letterman used to be on Monday through Thursday, and then Friday Night Videos would be on.
Oh.
And then he got big enough to have the whole week.
Little known fact, Aaron used to go to high school with Byron Allen.
Yeah. I was
television
a teacher.
Celebrities. He taught him all he knows.
About that. Why don't you explain who Byron Allen is?
I barely know. He's just like some generic host that's on any show that nobody
watches.
It's
like if you're up late night and you're watching non-cable television, you're watching broadcast television, this guy will have a show either where he's like at press junkets interviewing like a celebrity.
Back in the day, some network was like, this Arsenio Hall guy's pretty popular, but he's too ethnic.
No, he was on before that.
Was he?
Was on Real People.
I don't even know what that is.
It was like a reality show of the early 80s. Like,
and what was the premise?
They had four. They used to do. It would be like sort of like 2020, but with stupid stories. It was like that format.
Like the windsurfing squirrel and things of that nature.
Yeah, or like real people doing stupid shit. Okay. Or sometimes once in a show they would have like a heartwarming
story. So it's sort of like our podcast.
Yeah, except without all the farts.
Well, people do fart sometimes. I'm sorry to break it to you.
It's true, but this was the 80s. They didn't talk about
it. They didn't fart in the 80s.
Very puritanical decade. So he was around then, and then after that, he had like a fake Arsenio Hall show. He really did have one, like a real talk show. And now he does this stupid show where he has these,
like Fearless Comedy or something?
Comics Unleashed, I think.
Okay, yes.
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's it.
But it's the dumbest show. They all sit around, and he pitches them softballs. Like, he's like acting
he sets
like
up their shitty material.
Yeah. He acts like he's interviewing them. Yeah. Though. He's like, so, tell me about that time you rode in an elevator with a gay man. You know?
Have you ever been on a plane? How do you feel about that? Oh. Have any wild observations?
I would be so embarrassed to have that. Like, I guess he gets paid, so what the fuck, you know, but it's so embarrassing. Like acting like you really care what this idiot is saying.
Yeah.
Carrot Top, how do you feel about planes, you know?
Well, Robert Schimmel was actually on the show once. I'm like, sometimes you see, like, the weird, like, really, dude, you're doing this? I guess it pays well.
Yeah. So. I mean, only three people are going to see you to be embarrassed for
that's
you.
Yeah. That's very, very, very true.
Any exposure is good exposure, I guess. We should do that show.
Yeah. So, we'll Livecast, how do you feel about farts? I heard you have an affinity for farts. Yeah, see, when I eat falafel, you know.
A few people in the chat room were talking about Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
Who, Fox News, douchebag.
He's insane.
An idiot. Well, I don't think he's insane. He's just like playing a character, like it's all shtick.
His fans are insane because they think it's legit.
Yeah, like he's like a professional wrestler, like a manager for a professional wrestler that's constantly just like selling a match against Barack Obama. Like he's like, like imagine Barack Obama is like Hulk Hogan, he would be like Bobby Heenan.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think he is doing that. In addition, he also believes what he's doing.
I don't know. I think like all those, because he's just on like a morning zoo thing and like.
Right. That's the only job he could get at that time.
I think,
I mean, I'm sure he is a racist fucking asshole.
Right.
For real. But he plays it up and plays up the wackiness.
Yeah.
At some point, where the line disappears. If you are just pretending to be racist and you're promoting it that badly, then you are racist.
Yeah.
You know?
It's even worse, actually.
Yeah.
Because he's spreading it. As opposed to just quietly being racist on
the phone.
You're
spreading it.
Like Noah's farts.
Noah likes
that. It's to the point where whenever it sits to something serious, I can't, like, I start laughing instinctively. I can't help it.
I think there's an innuendo hidden somewhere.
I missed the punchline. Oh, shit. I'm going to look stupid. I got to figure out what he meant.
Like, I always keep you on your toes.
So you're basically confused by Sid.
Yeah.
We all are.
It's difficult.
But anyway, on his radio show this week, he played Muse and talked about Muse. And, guys, the show's over here. But, Sid, you saw this too, right? Like, he was saying that Muse, they're like libertarians. And
well,
like,
he played that song, United States of Eurasia, and he's like, yeah, man, they understand what's going on here. They foretold it, blah, blah, blah. And saying how, you know, they have views in common and they're a great band. Then he came back from commercial break. He's like, somebody from Muse just emailed me saying I should take back my endorsement. Sorry, guys. But then, like, a few days later, it came out that he made that part up. Like, nobody from Muse contacted
nobody
him.
Nobody even knows.
He just said that as a goof. Yeah.
And Muse doesn't even know who he is.
Yeah.
He pretended to read a whole statement, like a prepared statement, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's going deep.
The veracity of the rest of his.
It just shows how little he has to talk about, that he has to like make up these feuds and shit. You know?
Well, it's funny that Muse never said anything, and then they actually complained about the complaint that was fake.
Maybe that part's fake too. I don't even know where it ends or where it begins anymore.
This is the song, but so I thought that was pretty retarded.
Frank loves Muse.
Everybody loves
Muse. I love
Muse. Awesome.
No, I'm saying, you know, of all the people I know, Frank loves Muse. All right.
All right, we have a caller on the Zach D's hotline. And it's 217, a familiar area code. Wonder who this could be. 217, you're on the air. Maybe. Caller?
Sid?
Hello?
Hello, Sid. Are you there?
Yeah.
Is it true you went to James Madison High School?
Who is this question directed towards?
Okay, thank you.
Wait, wait. Can we answer it yet?
What?
Googler!
You have to be
only one of us, I believe, went to James Madison High School, but he didn't specify
and
who he was
that?
At. Well, I'm not going to say. That's his job to find out. Call back, Googler, and clarify.
Wait, didn't two
we're not
here?
Doing. We're not doing your friggin' legwork for you, buddy. Oh, did two of us go to James Madison?
You did.
Way to give it away, man. I was going to keep it ambiguous until that motherfucker came
I went
back.
There briefly and dropped out. And
no, I
went to
there.
Another school to finish.
I went there for four glorious years.
Wow, this is getting creepy.
Well, it's all on our Facebook.
It's on, yeah, so he's
oh, okay. Well, I'm not on there. What
unless them. Maybe he found one of us on classmates.com or something.
I'm actually also I'm on classmates.com as with the school I actually graduated from.
Which was
Brooklyn Comprehensive Knight High School.
Where the hell is that?
That was a alternative school inside of Midwood High School.
High school after
yeah.
dark.
Yeah, after it started at 3 p.m. But you got a real diploma. It wasn't like a GED school.
Did you to put your fingers in?
No, it was all like girls that have kids.
No.
A or Group B was like juvenile delinquents.
But girls
that
have kids, they're even more needy. They want that finger in them even more. There's room for more fingers.
But it was gross fat girls with like five kids. It wasn't anyone hot. It was a couple.
Did any of them
hot
have attractive kids? I mean,
if I knew you then, I would have slipped you the numbers.
You would have slipped me something else. What? you get in with the mom, and then when you throw the dick on her, she falls asleep, you sneak into the kids' room.
Yeah, Jesus.
For seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm saying if the kid's like high school age, because he went for high school, so he was, how old were you at this point?
19.
You know,
yeah, so it was all right to fuck with
a 14-year-old. We had a school like that in my elementary school.
What do you
mean? It was like the fifth floor of my elementary school.
Oh, you had high school in the elementary?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
It was Huddy. But it was only after school, though.
But I thought Huddy was junior high.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was junior high.
But they let all those drug dealers roam around where the kids were?
Yeah. That's why I have all those needle scars.
We should do a reverse Mr. Rogers sketch where Sid is like Mr. Rogers, but just trying to like
cop a feel.
Yeah, get numbers.
All right, that works. Can we cast like actual like young kids?
Girls only.
Well, let Sid do the casting.
Awesome.
What could go
wrong?
You
don't even need to film a skit. Let me just do the casting part. And then send everybody else.
Then the lawsuits will come, and then
no.
the show will be canceled.
Oh, no, they'll be grateful.
And we'll do a live remote from your jail.
So many girls will get their first orgasm thanks to me.
Oh, boy. Oh,
other than, like, when they were riding horseback.
I think so many girls will turn gay because of you.
Hmm.
No.
Yes.
That's never happened, no.
Has anyone ever tried to cut your penis off?
I don't think so. At least not while I was awake. I don't know what they do when I'm asleep. I'm asleep a lot of the time, so it's possible. I don't think so.
Can I take a shower?
Let's take a music break.
It's the 90s. Be liberal.
Continuing the theme we started, I believe, 2 weeks ago, we're going to be playing some stand-up comedy in between the music breaks. It's going to be very exciting. This week, we're focusing on one comedian that we all love, which is Neil Hamburger.
I love his last name.
And Neil Hamburger, I don't want to, like, go too deep into it, but, like, his whole shtick is that he's a hack comedian, like, from you know, like, the 50s or 60s.
Like an old-timy.
Yeah, like an old-timy
angry,
comedian.
Bitter,
yeah.
But updated for the 2000s.
For the modern age, so... We're not going to play. We're going to play that second. We're going to start it off with a track from Dark Tranquility, which is a Noah pick.
Hmm.
You're welcome.
And then we're going to play a new Red Chord song after that. It should be fun. So here we go. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen, on the livecast.
Why? Why do so many children who have been diagnosed with cancer throw up their final meal before dying? Well, because they've been eating the food at Ronald McDonald House. And why did Robert Redford stick his cock in a jar of Paul Newman spaghetti sauce? Well, the two men have been friends for over 40 years. Do you think he's going to stick his cock in a competitor's product? And what did Santa Claus give Paris Hilton for Christmas? Oh, he raped her. Hey, don't blame me. I stole that joke from Chris Christopherson. When Chris Angel, with great fanfare, initially unveiled his Mind Freak persona, what was the first thing he made disappear? Well, his friends. Oh, boy. And why did Academy Award nominated actor Bill Murray strip himself completely naked and soak in a hot tub for 8 hours filled with raw sewage? Well, as a consummate professional, as a artist, he wanted to prepare himself physically, mentally, and emotionally for his role in Garfield 2. Why did God send Terry Schiavo to hell? For the sin of sloth. Yeah.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Pop quiz time. What has got 8 eyes, 2 breasts, and no foreskin? It's the Metal Injection Live cast.
All right, we are back with hour number 2, The Deucer.
What? What was that your nickname in high school?
We're about to
I dropped a lot of deuces.
It was actually The Deucer.
But we had a great music break just now, just going through the songs we just played. We started with Dark Tranquility, The Lesser Faith, Noah Pick. Then we played a little...
What was that snarl? What the hell was that?
I was just stating a fact. Then we played a little Neil Hamburger. Then we played a new track, a new unreleased track from the Red Chord that I might get in trouble for playing because I just got the advance today.
Ooh.
Song is called Embarrassment Legacy, which was a Rob pick. Then we played Falconer, which was a Noah pick.
Yay!
Pale Light of the Silver Moon. Then we played Dark Cane with The Rape of Mankind, another Noah pick.
Isn't that wonderful? You're very, very welcome.
Noah's a big fan of rape in general. So when it's all of Mankind, she's on board.
Yeah, totally.
And Darren's talking about Screwdriver in the fucking chat room.
You know, it's playing around a little bit.
Put Al the Jews in the oven?
Yeah. Al the Jew.
I know that guy.
Yeah, you type perfectly.
He's a webmaster.
Developer. Anyway.
You're a webmaster, too.
A master of the web? Webmaster is a very outdated term.
I know.
It's not.
No one cares.
I care. Why are we whispering?
Say it out loud so it's okay.
I don't want to blow up your spot. I'm just giving you some advice. No one cares. You're coming over the mic, though. Yeah, but only Rob can only us in the room. Why are you whispering to me now? Now I just can't stop. He lost his voice.
You can call us up and whisper to us by giving us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. I think that rum is... finally getting to me.
Oh, great.
It's feeling good.
You shouldn't drink so
and,
much. It's not healthy for you.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying. So, can you speak up?
Can you stop whispering?
Come on. It's the voice of reason. I'm like whispering
no,
advice to everyone.
Annoying. Stop it.
Rob, didn't you want to mention something during the break that when we came back?
No.
Oh, you changed your mind.
I don't remember what.
It was
boobies?
About breasts.
What about it?
I don't know.
Jenny, you're
really
story.
That fucked up?
I was an
Jenny
in on
has a story.
Yeah,
are you going to share that story with us?
As she lights the rope.
Sleeping on your boobs. It was about sleeping on your boobs.
Your boobs.
Oh,
your...
the other night, we had a long night. Noah doesn't work anymore on Mondays, so she has nothing to do except get me high when I get home from school and watch stupid shows. So I was really tired the next day, and I had to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to lay on my desk, but I couldn't do it, and it was hurting my head. So I picked up my tits, and I laid them off the desk. And I used them as pillows.
It didn't hurt?
No.
Like the pressure
perfect.
Didn't hurt your tits?
No, no, it was wow. Perfect.
So lucky.
Very interesting. Were you in a bra at the time?
So lucky.
Yeah.
I figure a bra would make it difficult to maneuver them like that. No?
Noah tried that
no.
once.
Do you have a wireless bra?
No.
So even with the wire, you were able to plop them down like that?
Yeah, they just kind of like rested on there.
Huh. And that didn't like bend the wire out of shape or anything?
I've seen Jenny without a bra, and let me tell you, it could happen.
Naked without a bra?
No, no, in like a t-shirt without a bra.
What could happen?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Is that a phone call?
Googler, you're on the air on the Zach Beats hotline.
The Googler wants you to play some Mayhem.
Since
when
do you have to
question.
Call in and make requests? What the fuck is this?
You have to put it in question form.
Is it true you're going to play Mayhem next break?
Yeah, come on, buddy.
Is it true you're playing Mayhem next break?
No.
Ah!
There you go. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
He's respectful of
him. He should have called up with his alternate ego and requested a song.
Yeah. And then called back as the Googler.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, is it true that guy that just called in requested mayhem? Thank you. Come on, Googler. We can't do all the work for you.
Oh, boy.
Googler.
Like, we're explaining his bit to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck? Get with the program, buddy.
He's giving him notes. So it's all right. It's a collaborative effort.
Yeah, he's developing.
Rise and fall of the Googler.
That's this week's title, The Fall of the Googler.
What?
Hello.
Someone has just walked into
the studio. The wizard has appeared out of thin air.
We have a guest.
Is it a wizard?
Yeah, it's the wizard.
Lizard?
Always, no, the wizard.
People are always just dropping by here in the Metal Injection studio.
Yeah.
Usually it's drug dealers, though. Is this
no.
a drug dealer?
No. He's a drug consumer.
All right.
But the wizard hosted at one point a podcast on the livecast on the website.
Why doesn't he host it anymore?
The Knot, it was called. I don't know.
NAUGHT.
Yes.
I heard that Metal Injection doesn't pay very well. That's why he stopped.
That's the main problem.
Whoa, this dude's like the Barry White of metal.
Yeah, he definitely has a great voice for radio.
Damn.
Take off your brassiere, my dear. Hello, radio man.
So that's like Lonnie. Lonnie also had a
yeah.
deep voice.
But Lonnie's is more like jokey, like
yeah,
silly deep.
It's like Woody Allen with a deep voice.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I'd say all that, but
yeah.
I suppose.
Not a guess. He was hilarious.
I suppose.
So, Wizard, the way this usually works is we have a board and you can plug some headphones into it. Do you have headphones?
No, but I can pick up the radio waves with my bare ears.
You have bare ears? Where'd you get those?
Well, they're in my backpack right
oh,
now.
Oh, man. Must have went to one of them hunter's shops. Get like a boar's head mounted on a wall. And some barriers. It's awesome.
You could have some broken headphones. No, I think we have working ones.
There it is.
It's great that we figure these things out. We invite the listeners into our process. Listeners, if you have headphones, you could lend us.
Please let us know.
Appreciate anybody. Shinobi, if you could FedEx.
And once again, we have a headphones. Phone number, 646-929-1357.
Nobody already has our address.
You can call and talk to a real wizard. And ask him questions.
So I was told that we have a special guest coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Thor Shredstein is here. We should probably just bring him in.
Yeah.
Right. Do we really
I
have
don't even
to?
Know.
What is he here for now? Is he plugging something? Or?
Well, we didn't even talk about this in the news. Peter Criss, the former drummer of Kiss, has
right.
announced that he has breast cancer.
Oh, yeah?
I think he had breast cancer.
Had breast cancer.
It's not a very metal disease to have.
Not at all. That's why they kicked him out of Kiss.
I didn't know that guys can have breast
oh,
cancer.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before many times. Yeah, you know who had breast cancer? Shaft, the guy that played Shaft.
Richard Roundtree?
Yeah, he had breast cancer.
He got shafted.
He was very manly.
That's not fair. Poor guy. But Thor, you know, he saw that report on metalinjection.net. He wanted to chime in for some reason. I don't really know what's
you know,
going on.
I actually read also on the internet that Bruce Dickinson has a yeast infection. I don't know if that's true.
I wouldn't doubt it. I think he's also got a touch of the herp. You ever seen that guy's teeth? He's got a little scurvy, I think. He's got a whole bunch of Legionnaire's disease he has.
Oh, Jesus.
I think he might be patient zero in AIDS.
Oh.
He was the one that fucked that
monkey.
Bruce Dickinson fucked that monkey. He was in the jungle having a sword fight with somebody, and then a monkey came across. He was so, like,
you cannot
just
speak ill of Bruce
turned on from the fighting with the swords and everything that he's like, I'm going to fuck this monkey right now. I don't even care. I'm an Iron Maiden. Fuck it.
I also heard Rob Halford has menopause. I don't know.
This is true.
He's got the hot flashes.
Are we gonna do my segment or what?
Oh
this
all
fucking
right.
guy.
So what does that have to do with Thor? What
well,
saying?
We're gonna find out, I guess.
So you introduce me at least. What kind of show is this?
Ladies and gentlemen, Thor Shredstein.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from Ocean City, New Jersey, the one, the only, Thor Shredstein.
Oh, where's that audience coming from? I like this. This audience has great. Oh yeah! Tour.
You gonna tour?
Tour does not tour.
Okay. All right, calm down, people. He's really here. All right, let him talk.
No. Let them keep going. Every day on my face, they want to delude me.
Wow.
Let him go. Let's hear it for myself. Thor's resting, everybody. Yeah, I'm great, aren't I? Thor. No, it's the crowd.
He's talking over them.
Don't you hear this audio? Thor.
All right. Oh, it's totally you. They're a very abrupt crowd. That's the one drawback. They just like to stop in unison.
What is wrong with these people that listen to your show with these chants that are abrupt? What does that word even mean?
In front of them, and they're like hypnotized now.
Thor doesn't believe in keys. Thor doesn't carry them.
No locks on your doors.
Of course, I got fucking face recognition. It's the future, Sid.
Who's that name, Sid?
What kind of name is that?
Who would want to recognize that face?
Do you know who you're talking to, Thor? This is Thor Schretzer. Who are you? Who is this loser here with the bald head and the Charlie Brown looking face? Who is this guy? Who is this guy?
He's our co-host.
Where's Snoopy?
I'm the treasurer of the Yngwie Malmsteen fan club, buddy.
Oh, we're gonna have trouble, aren't we?
Right. Yeah,
we're gonna have some problems, you and I, Mr. Yngwie. I got two words for Yngwie Malmsteen. Fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of shit, cocksucker.
I think that was a...
Do we have a bleep sound effect?
What
do you
guys believe in
that? Lasts about half an hour long.
We do, but who needs it?
Anyway, come on.
Or on the internet.
Get to your point, buddy.
God, my God. By the way, who's this guy next to me? Who is this, what would this wizard out there?
Charlie Brown.
This
guy? Oh, the other guy. Oh.
Hey.
Linus. We're all Peanuts characters to you, right?
Are you wearing some Black Panther cologne?
Yes.
Pure gasoline.
Because it's stinging my nostrils.
I think that's your upper lip, Thor.
Oh, yeah. Thor did just hang out with Antonella.
Oh.
So that's understandable.
Where is Antonella tonight?
I didn't want to bring her. I don't want to worry her.
Uh-oh.
Let's be serious for a second. You know, 3D Noah Charlie. Let's just calm down and... Let's be rational about this. But you know, I heard in the green room, you guys talking about that loser Peter Chris.
Why is he a loser? The guy's got a disease.
No, you're right. That's wrong.
Is it because he dressed up like a cat?
I mean, yeah, he dressed up like a pussy. You gotta say it right, you know. You don't got a PG-13 this crap. This is the internet, right? I saw some shit on the internet that they did not bleep out, and if we could see, you know, dogs have. Oh, I don't want to go into detail, but you know, you could curse.
Well, you stepped up because you know, like last time you were here, you didn't even know how you were using Prodigy or something.
Well, my nephew has been training me, and I've been sitting by him. I still don't understand the twatter, the Twitter twatter. my nephew tells me I keep yelling and. Should turn off my caps lock, and I get a little offended. I'm like, how dare you talk about me like that? And he's like, no, it's a key on the computer. I don't believe him. I don't know.
That's
here. I'm here and there. What?
It's right here.
How dare you?
All right. I was trying to help.
You take that back right now.
I'll pick the caps lock back.
Thank you.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you know this. Frames, not very updated web design.
What?
Frames.
No, I like picture frames. They're nice. They make my eyes come out, stick out.
All right, I'll let that go.
All right, then. So, like I was saying, Thor went to the doctor, and I got some terrible news from the doctor.
Uh-oh.
What kind of doctor was it?
The doctor.
Dr. Feelgood?
What's his name?
I don't. My agent deals with this stuff. But Morty, what was his name, Morty?
Dr. Shredstein.
Morty, that's my name, you moron.
Sorry.
Oh, this agent of mine. He doesn't do anything correct. Anyway, I went to the doctor. And he...
Well, can I interrupt? Why did you go to the doctor? Did you feel a lump or, I mean.
Oh, my God. This is a little more tougher than Thor thought this would be. But, yes, Thor was having sex with Antonella.
Oh, jeez.
And Antonella was rubbing her paws up and down Thor's very furry chest. Am I painting a good picture here?
Yes.
Thor was on top. Antonella was laying there. She was like clawing at my bare hair, you know, my wow. Oh man, where's my Antonella? I miss her. And then she's like, Thor, baby. That's my Antonella impression. Thor, baby.
Very good.
I feel a lump here. And I was like, that's probably my gold chain. And she was like, you took off your gold chain. So Thor got a little worried. Thor went to the doctor.
Dr. Shredstein.
That's my name, buddy!
Okay.
And the doctor told me I have versicular cancer.
Wait, is that a thing? Is it?
It's a medical term. I don't know.
Are you sure you got that?
I have cancer in the breast. And Thor, being the rock god he is, you know, he does not have any health insurance. And this Obama is not approving these laws. So Thor has a lot of expensive medical bills. That's why Thor has decided. I'm getting a little choked up.
You burp when you're upset. It's very funny.
Thor's been drinking. Let me be honest with you, Darren.
All right.
But Thor is hosting the first annual Thor Shredstein Has Breast Cancer and Yet Is the Greatest Person in the World annual benefit concert.
Wow.
And I'm calling all my friends. I'm calling all those losers who wish they could be as good as Thor, like Steve Vai. I'm going to beg him to play. I'm going to beg Joe Satriani, sure. Alex Skolnick, what's he doing, right? Right, Charlie Brown?
Wasn't he crashing at your house?
But I'm going to owe me a few favors. Rusty Cooley, oh, that guy. And, you know, maybe I'll call Yingwei probably not. Just yeah. Fuck that guy. But, you know, testicular cancer, it's no joke.
Very serious.
Yeah, you know, and...
And breasticular cancer is even
yeah,
worse.
Yeah, wait. Before you said it was breast cancer, now you're saying testicular. Which one is it?
What?
Before
what are you
said
talking
breast
about?
Cancer.
Well, you know, cancer, it spreads from the breast to the test.
It's funny how it skipped all over the rest of your body.
Oh, I mean, aren't your nipples?
That's
like,
an amazing digestive system.
Don't you feel like a right. sensation when you rub your nipples in your ball area, too? It's like connected somehow or something. You know, I don't understand why I'm getting the third degree here. I'm a sick man.
Do you have any paperwork you could show us about this? Do you have any paperwork?
What are you, my insurer? I don't have any. What's going on?
Well, if you're going to run a benefit, they're going to check up on this stuff and make sure you're not actually scamming.
No. Come on. Is Thor Shredstein, is he a liar?
I think it's
Why are you sweating right now?
It's perfectly
comfortable.
This cologne that the wizard is wearing is really getting to me. It's hot. Fine. I don't have no cancer.
Oh, that's good to know.
Thor's just broke.
What?
Fucking economy, Thor. I invested unwisely all of my stock money into Fanta Incorporated.
Oh, gee, that'll do it.
And then someone told me, I didn't know this before, that Fanta Incorporated is not actually the company that produces the greatest soft drink in the world, Fanta. Apparently, Coca-Cola owns Fanta, and I invested in some dude living in some basement.
It's Eric Fanta, right?
Let me see that contract. Hold on.
Yeah, I have my contract right
this
here.
This says F-A-N-T-E-R.
Fanta.
That's
Eric
how you spell Fanta.
What are you talking about? Come on, I'm drinking Fanta.
All right, I'll let it go. I don't
even know. How do you spell Fanta?
F-A-N-T-A, I would think.
Fanta? What is that? Pickle?
That's what it says on the can, though. I mean,
what are you, dyslexic or something?
I guess. I must be.
Can't read?
Who gave you the stock tip?
Morty. My agent.
I thought maybe it was Rob's dad. That guy gives some bad stock tips, too, on occasion.
I heard that. I heard the rumors about that.
Yeah, he's bad.
Stay away from that guy. He'll clean you right out. You won't even be able to afford a bottle of Fanta.
Why are none of my fans calling in? Why does Thor not have any fan callers?
I used to work for Enron.
Oh, Morty.
Morty!
Morty just makes bad decisions.
This is not about you.
Morty just makes bad decisions. Now he works for Thor. I don't know what's worse.
How much do you pay Morty? What's his fee?
Morty gets 10% of all the money I make. Thusly, Morty has not made any money in about 3 years.
I get to deposit all the Fanta cans.
That is also true.
He gets paid a nickel at a time.
Well, hey, I'm a very nice guy. I mean, I'd rather Morty have it than them Koreans.
Oh, that's sort of racist.
Do you have those here? I mean, in Ocean City, New Jersey, them Koreans, it's like their only job. They walk door-to-door.
Yes.
I mean, it's great for the environment, I guess, but, you know, get a job.
I'm the one that told the Osbournes to do a variety show.
Yeah, that was supposed to be my variety show, Morty, but you told me it was a bad idea.
It was a bad idea.
It seemed like a great idea at the time.
They're rich now. Ozzy Osbourne had a show on Fox. Where's Thor's Fox show? You know what Thor's Fox show would be? It would be live from Ocean City, New Jersey. It's the Force Redsteed show.
Would you do like a talk show format or what?
Yeah, well, it would be like a day in the life of Thor, and then hanging out with Thor, and then playing guitar with Thor.
It would be like a 10 o'clock show, except less edgy. It would be a more wholesome Jay Leno kind of thing.
I don't understand if you're sarcastic or something, but that Jay Leno, he is a clever young man. He's going to get far in this world.
He's a class act.
He makes Thor go, ha, ha, ha. It takes a lot to do that.
It's Thor's show coming up this week.
Oh, you have my feed? Yeah, this would be like, oh, it's the Thor Shredstein show.
Hey, it's Thor Shredstein.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thor. Yes, my crowd. Oh, you guys are a great audience. Thor, let me ask. Yeah, there we are. And anybody ever try airplane food? Just give me the drink. Am I right? I mean, look, this show sells itself. I'm sure your ratings right now are through the roof.
Yeah.
That's Thor Shredstein's A material.
That's not even an audience. That's a live, that's people out their window just hearing.
Yeah, the neighbors, they're very great. You're a great crowd. Thank you. Kevin Eubanks is here. Then we got a commercial.
You're trying to make
money. Anyway, I'm bored. Is there anything else happening? Could Thor go now that you've foiled my scheme to do a Thor Shredstein has breast cancer and is the greatest person in the world benefit concert?
Any other lies you want to tell?
I like you. That's a lie. Thor does not like you.
Fair enough. Touche.
Thor thinks you're a handsome individual. That is a complete lie. Thor thinks that shirt you're wearing is a good choice.
What's about me? There's other people in the room. Thor, come on.
Continue.
Look around.
Thor,
I'm a man without a country.
Okay, it's weird the way the sound travels. The mouth travels. The mouth sound travels faster than the hand sound. Shut up, Morty.
I also convinced Noah to eat falafel the other day.
Well, that is good.
That doesn't take much convincing.
That is good.
That was a bad idea.
This girl puts falafel in a blender and drinks it.
Morty's a funny guy.
Love that shit.
Nordic.
I thought it's bored. Thor's gonna go fuck Antonella. We done here.
I guess so. Get out. We're done.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you, 3D. Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Wizard. Thank you, Charlie Brown. And thank you to my audience. Let's hear it one more time for Thor Shredstein. That's my name because I'm the greatest person in the world ever to be existing on the guitar.
Please leave.
All right.
All pretending to have cancer.
It's so low.
It's reprehensible.
Such a low thing to do.
Guys, I just dropped the biggest deuce. What did I miss?
You missed Thor.
You missed the second biggest deuce on the fucking air with us.
Why is Sid so upset? What happened?
He was insulting Sid the whole time.
Oh, finally, Sid got a taste of his own medicine.
Someone who actually had cancer is getting insulted by a fake pretend cancer man.
Some bullshit right there. I didn't see him at the cancer meetings.
Fucking
kids. Knew he was full of crap.
Oh, you go to CA?
We all go to CA, yeah. We have web chats.
Oh, wow.
How does that work?
We have webcam and we jerk off for each other.
Was Peter Christie?
Yeah, actually. He milked himself. Blood came out.
All right. Well, we're taking a music break now.
Yeah, I'll take a music break. We're going to play a song about me.
Oh, yeah.
That Darren wrote. Darren, you want to hit this up?
Do you don't have it?
I have it.
Are
you want me to talk it up?
Yeah, hype it up.
Oh, it's the song that we did when Rob went away to Europe, and it's basically about us asking him please not to come back and ever do the show again.
I'm so loved.
It's called Robert, Stay in Europe.
Yo. On some real shit. Robert, stay in Europe. Yeah, I know you're supposed to come back next week, my dude. But we've been talking, and I don't know. Maybe you should, like, find a youth hostel in Amsterdam or something, you feel me? Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. You know we don't really miss you. This song's gonna diss you. Don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. But no one can tell you how. You know your sideburns look awful. You smell like falafel. So don't come back. One day, I'd like to start the show early. Not be adjusting the levels till 10:30. Rob, I hate your unibrow. So for it. Looking like Bert at a love shot with Ernie. Silence for Rob. Sorry. Party. My fault. Yeah, remember that time when we put you in a girdle? Your head sticking out like a hairy fat turtle. Alright, I get it. Mac is better than Windows. Looking like Elvis Presley with Down syndrome. And now you're power napping all over the world. In love with baby back ribs the way I love black girls. But I know your love life will get better, I could tell. There has to be some girl who gets wet for HTML, I swear. And while I got this track, pick up your damn pants. I'm so tired of seeing ass crack. Oh, and I don't know how to say this, kid, but your sister got knocked up by Sid. For real, son. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight. You know we don't think you're funny. Replace you with Lonnie. But don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight. You're so addicted to chronic. Your piss filled with vomit. So don't come back. Don't come back. Stop. Everybody, listen to the sound of Rob not telling jokes that are corny. I enjoy it, don't you? And the girls would think he's cute if his face was not a boot. He's a Russian, he's a Jew, he's a half a Muslim too. His dad's in the mosque, playing a bomb plot. He thinks it'll look cool if he takes X and shroom, but it just makes him talk even louder and puke. And it runs down his man boobs and puddles up in his shoe, pissing out from the fumes face down in his food. And Rob, even though nobody here is missing you, at least I'm search engine optimized while I'm dissing you, y'all. Robert, stay in Europe. Homie, don't take your flight. You know you make us embarrassed. Just hang out in Paris and don't come back. Don't come back. Robert, stay.
Would you like to make $5,000 a month posting a link on Google?
Find an apartment in London. They probably have bunions. And don't come back.
Yo, Rob. Seriously? I know we joke around on this show. But please, this ain't a joke. Stay away. We don't like you. No, really.
Robert, stay in Europe. And why did God create dentists?
Why?
Well, to fill my ex-wife's southernmost cavities, unfortunately. last time I played at this venue, my ex-wife sent out a process server who served me a subpoena on stage. Can you believe that? But... these tickets are too expensive and hard to come by. We shouldn't have that sort of interruption during tonight's set.
I do have a couple more jokes before we bring out the asshole dancers. Why did God create the Doobie Brothers? Well, it was part of an experiment in bacteria collection. And why does God give people AIDS? Well, so they have an airtight excuse to avoid having to go see the latest Robin Williams movie. Hey, if these jokes aren't funny, it's your fault. And why? Why did God create Domino's Pizza? To punish humanity for their complacency in letting the Holocaust happen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And why did God create the Paris Hilton sex videotape? Well, so that the mentally retarded would have something to masturbate to. What's the difference between Courtney Love and the American flag? Stand up. Good to see you. What is the difference between Courtney Love and the American flag, huh, pal? It would be wrong to urinate on the American flag.
Hello, this is your faithful servant, Chuck Blandington, here to ask you how many Jews you can fit into the Metal Injection Studio. Not as many as you can fit into an ashtray. Ha 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 ha.
God damn it, Blend. That's rude.
It's tasteless, but it is fun.
All right, that was Robert Sr. by Darren. Then we played a little more Neil Hamburger. And
by Darren and Lonnie. Darren featuring Lonnie.
Oh, great.
Fuck that guy. When do we get a serving of hamburger?
Maybe if we go to a diner after this.
I'll give you a serving of kielbasa.
Is it, and it's kosher, too.
Yeah. It's kosher sausage for you. You want some of that?
Depends on the type of meat that's in it.
It's the best kind.
It's deveined and de-pooped.
Tastes great and less filling. Oh. I guess it's not that, probably not the best thing.
There may be some shrimp shit in it, though.
Yeah, probably. Sometimes I do.
Also, let me just finish up and say we played some Magruder Grind as well.
Who?
Magruder Grind.
Isn't that like a recurring character on Saturday Night Live?
MacGruber!
Yeah. That guy, right? He has an album now?
MacGruber Grind.
What does that mean? What the fuck are these band names just get worse and worse. What does that mean? What does it mean? Where are they from?
It means a grindcore band.
Where are they from?
Somewhere.
They put the name of the genre in the...
Yeah.
That's like... Oh, Metallica did that.
Yeah.
Well, they suck,
how,
too.
How did that work out for them?
Not good. They're not metal anymore. See, what's going to happen if they're not grind anymore?
Yeah, they're going to... Well, good for them. They'll be successful. And we have a phone number, 646-929-1357. We have a call. I believe the Googler is on the line. Googler! Can you hear us?
Yeah, Chuck Blandington, keep touching my computer chip like that. Oh, yeah, for that rock hard flash drive in my USB port. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Play like
wait a minute.
I could now. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, a life eternal. I made him. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
You're trusting
Chuck...
mayhem, too.
Chuck Blandington
has a girlfriend.
As a groupie.
Nice. I like that the Googler is stepping up his game.
Yeah,
he's relying on his old material.
You can't pigeonhole the Googler.
We got our number 646-929-1357. And,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Thor chant.
Oh, yeah. 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 Thor.
He's not even here. The crowd goes wild.
That was me.
They're cheering for his exit.
I don't want to ruin it. It's
just upset that you got made fun of.
A little bit. I'm sensitive. What can I say?
So, Wizard, you biked all through Brooklyn to join us here. How was that journey?
It was great. It was a nice 9-hour ride.
It's kind of windy outside, though.
Yeah, I almost fell over a couple times.
Did they help you? Did they push you in the right direction?
No, it's always blowing in the opposite direction. When I'm not harnessing it.
Like my girl.
Oh.
How does that work?
I don't know. I don't even have a girlfriend. That's a joke.
You don't even worry. You're talking about her blowing wrong.
And she has breasticular cancer.
What's your response to that, Noah?
To what?
Is Darren saying that you blow the wrong way?
When did he say that? He just said that now?
Yeah. See, you're not even listening.
That's me. Now,
see,
now.
I could have made that up. I might have
made
that
up,
but you're
really
offended
did.
Anyway.
I got to listen back to the show.
Damn it.
The show that you're on.
Damn. Now I don't know if I should be mad at Darren or if I should be mad at you.
Or at yourself for not even paying attention. You should be mad at yourself.
I should be mad at myself.
There you go.
But here's a shocking revelation. The Wizard actually plays in a band called Hull.
Like the hull of the ship. Not with Courtney Love, because you can piss on her.
Are we going to play something by this Wizard's band?
No, but yeah, we were just talking about it. I could cue some up. But no, you guys just went on tour, right? That was you did a DIY type of tour.
We did. We went out with Batillus, which are some other local guys around here, and Salome from Virginia. And it was great. 17 days.
And there was a girl in one of those bands, Salome, right? Was that kind of weird?
Yeah, it was a little weird. 11 guys and one girl. Definitely gets a little weird.
That's a party.
But she was pretty cool. She actually sings in Agoraphobic Nosebleed.
Oh.
So she's got quite a wicked scream on her.
One of my favorite band names of all time.
Yeah, absolutely. Also one of the hardest to say.
I see there's some
here,
Hull. Hull. One of the chat room people thought you were in Hull.
Not in Hull.
Oh, I didn't hear.
There's no Courtney Love.
Thrash and Destroy loves Hull.
Love
Hull.
Good work.
Oh,
are you named after the hockey
the
player?
Yeah, exactly.
Hull Brett or Bobby?
Brett.
Okay, very good.
All right, 817, you're on the Zep hotline.
Hello?
817.
You're on the air.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, what's the sound? Is
that somebody on the CB radio? Breaker, breaker, 19. What's your...
That's a copy. So you gotta hang up on.
Sorry, dude. Yeah, you gotta like call back from another.
Do your joke from a clear connection.
Yeah. Give us a call 646-929-1357.
We welcome people doing material on the phone, but we have to be able to hear it.
Yes. Yeah, so like you were like stuck in a van most of the time, right? While you were on tour.
Yeah, we had a 15-passenger van. Actually, the whole caravan was 2 15-passenger vans. We had a trailer, and Salome drove a minivan because we're champions. I don't know how anybody could do that.
What does that mean?
That meant that they were all cramped in with all of their equipment in a little soccer mom van, which is a bummer.
What is a bummer?
This made me snot a little bit.
That's what Alex Skolnick is right now.
So you guys in Batillus were sharing a van, basically, right?
No, they had their 15-passenger van. We had two 15-passenger vans
together.
And a minivan. You got it.
Wait, but there's 4 people. Wait, so there's a 15-passenger van you guys had and a trailer? Oh,
and
but you guys bring like a whole city of fucking amps.
We built a city on rock and roll amps.
I remember I saw you guys somewhere in the city, like in the Bowery, in the basement somewhere, and I show up and I'm like, there's like literally like the entire wall is just covered. It's like it's a wall of amps. Like Thor Shredstein would be pleased with this wall of amps. And I was like, wow, they have a really good sound system here. And you guys play it, and you guys destroy it. And then you guys were done, and it was all gone. And the next band had like a half stack.
That happens more often than not, actually.
All right, we have another caller on the line. 866, you're on the Zach B. Hotline. We'll just go through.
Isn't that a toll-free number?
Yeah, I think it is.
866? Is this a spam call?
Hello, you are a lucky 1,000 listener.
866.
Caller, you're on the air.
Paper.
I can barely hear him.
Caller?
Hello.
We know you're there, man.
Did the Googler get to you? Have you been silenced by the Googler?
It's intimidating people in the chat.
I think he's trying to fart into the speaker.
All right.
Is this a falafel? Is a falafel calling in? We have another caller who might actually be a falafel, so let's take that call.
480, you're on the air. What's your name?
I'm Nina.
Oh, hello, Nina.
What's up?
Nina, quick question. How old are you?
I'm 15.
Oh.
Perfect. Sid's cheeks are rosy now.
Well, it's a pound.
Actually, yeah.
480, what state is that, and what's the age of consent there?
Oh, Jesus.
That's my question.
I'm leaving. Come on, Sid. Come on.
Sid, don't be a perv, okay?
I'm only twice her age. That's not that.
She's 15, and she's more mature than you.
Yeah.
So don't be a perv.
She's like, shut up!
Half your age, you're twice as mature. She's clearly not mature.
Just keep it in your pants.
Where are you from, 480?
You a fan of the Mamas
and the
Papas?
I'm from Arizona.
Oh, okay. Arizona. Sid can get them, so it's all right.
Yeah, you're separated by about 15 states. You're okay.
It's very warm there. I'd be schwitzing all over the place if you can't have that.
But it's
dry.
It's getting really cold, though.
What's cold there, like 75, 80 degrees?
Actually, yeah.
Wow.
That's when they break out the parkas.
No. Don't go there. No.
Don't go there.
And you're a metalhead?
I'm not an Eskimo. Yeah, for Shundle.
What band?
What is
Strudel?
No. I said for Shundle. Haven't you ever seen the Cox commercials where they're like speaking Bundleese and then.
Wait a minute. Did Cox advertise in Arizona?
What is this magical land you speak of?
Cox Cable?
Cox commercial.
Cox Cable, duh.
We don't have Cox Cable in New York. So
it's a regional thing.
Yeah.
We do have Cox.
Plenty of
Cox Cable.
But look at this. Darren has his local cable joke, and so does this girl.
Yeah, there you go.
By making fun of cable commercials.
You mean like that one cable commercial you guys aired where it was like the Mexicans doing a weird song?
Yeah.
I was cracking up and I was just thinking, those beaners.
They say Foshundel in Spanish in that kind of thing.
Can you explain what Foshundel means?
Well, it's like the for sure, but bundle, Foshundel.
Oh, because there's some cable bundle?
Yeah, and then, he's like, you bundle? And she's like, Foshundel. And then he just goes, Wonderfundel.
This is all Diablo Cody's fault. I blame her.
I blame Snoop Dogg for inserting...
Ew, I hate rap.
So what kind of music do you listen to?
What?
What do you listen to?
Well, I'm still kind of a newbie, but more like Avenged Sevenfold, Slipknot, Bullet for My Valentine, Children of Bodom.
Very good.
We have the,
did you know that Noah looks almost exactly like Alexi from Children of Bodom? It's quite.
I could enter that contest if only I wasn't working with
Metal
Injection.
Yeah, you can. It's against,
Noah.
Damn it.
Quit but, for like a day.
But it's a good time to plug this Alexi Laiho impersonation contest. Best.
I really
video.
Want to go see them, but my mom, she's like saying no so far.
Why?
Because your mom. It's weird.
Well, I think it's if you're a parent, and if it happened on the off chance there's any parents listening to this podcast.
Oh, wait, hold on. Channel
32.
Is that my mom wanted to know what, like, some game, like, what channel it was. So.
Channel 32 on Cox Cable. Other systems,
yes.
Check your local system.
I'll tell you, it's a basketball game for women.
What is it, the Suns?
WNBA.
Oh. No, dude. Darren? That's the men. Not the
oh,
men.
You watch the...
Well, is it the Phoenix Mercury?
Yeah, actually.
Why do I know that? Why?
How do you know? Are you stalking me, Sid?
We're
so Sid. Are you, like, looking through my window?
Sid's already researched everything about Arizona.
Must impress you.
Good thing I'm not naked, because I really don't want Sid to see me.
I believe it's the Screech Owl.
We actually have the new Avenged Sevenfold song here. Do you want to hear it? All
right. I do. I love them. I went to their concert January 30th when they came here.
Come on, Karen.
They went in a different direction for this album. I don't know. Not very metal.
Four, eight.
Dial up and DSL, so you're gonna leave it behind. Come on, mi gente, let's get online. For $29.95, it'll blow your mind.
Call Cox
Cable.
You send this audio bit to Cox Cable.
They don't have Puerto Ricans in Arizona, so the whole reggaeton thing.
No, I have a friend named Juan who's Puerto Rican.
Really?
There's not that many Puerto Ricans. But
I thought it was like all Mexicans over there.
Yeah, she even saw this commercial.
I live on the east side of, I live in Chandler, which is,
So you're closer to Puerto Rico then, because you're on the east side.
I'm half an hour away from Phoenix, and then Phoenix is all the ghetto, yo, homie G, what's up? And then Mesa, Chandler is more like, oh, Samuel, would you like to go to Hollister with me today? Oh, sure.
Which
there's
style
mostly
are you
white people
dressed?
Here. Hmm?
Do you dress like a metalhead when you go to school and stuff like that?
Actually, interchangeable. Because when I first started at school, because I'm in high school now, but it's 10th, 11th, and 12th grade where I live, in my area. And I have a Slipknot backpack, and then everyone sees me, and then they're like, oh, she's a metalhead. And they're like, you like metal? You like Slipknot? And I'm like, yeah. And then yesterday I was wearing a Hollister sweatshirt, and then my friend Jason's like, this is so weird. I was just thinking, oh, was that her brother's backpack? And I'm like, no, it's my backpack.
This is my favorite episode of Flash.
Did you hear that burp? It was beautiful, but not as beautiful as earlier.
Could you call in every week and just give us updates on what's going on in school?
I'm trying to call you guys, but then I would call, and then the Block Talk radio lady, she's like, there are no shows at the time. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, fuck you, bitch. I want to talk.
You got to call back again, actually.
Is your mom in the room while you say all these dirty things?
No.
She watches the Phoenix Mercury. Come on.
Huh?
She's watching the Phoenix Mercury. It's very important. She can't
she's really into basketball.
She can't be monitoring what her children are doing while a Mercury game is on.
I suppose
I'm the only child.
Can't imagine why.
Come on, Jerry.
It's just because she wants all her attention on me.
You're a handful. You're very interesting.
Is she forced to play basketball all the time?
I don't play basketball.
She doesn't want you to be the next Rebecca Lobo?
I don't even know who that is.
Stupid.
So the more names you know from the WNBA,
how about
Diana Taurasi?
Diana Taurasi?
Yeah, I know who that is. I call her
Leslie.
A rapper. Jeez, she beats people with the basketball.
Knowing one name from the WNBA is bad enough.
I watch ESPN. I watch SportsCenter. I don't change the channel sometimes when they talk about stuff I don't care about.
Sid,
it just
I think Sid could be my new girlfriend. best friend. I'm not a lesbian. No.
Well, you're young yet. You don't know what you are.
Yeah, you're unsure.
You'll figure that out during college.
I know.
I
do know. I do know from what I've heard, because I'm still a newbie, like I said. But I know I like Cynic.
Yeah.
You're young yet. There's time for you to change.
This one I'll stick to. Cynic is pretty cool. You know, they're not my favorite, but they're pretty good. They're better than Black Sabbath. That's for sure.
What?
Black Sabbath? Okay, Ozzy Osbourne for me is the mascot of metal. He gets people all yay, but when you listen to him, you're like, oh, okay. That's cool, I guess.
Okay, hold on. But have you listened to any Black Sabbath other than Iron Man and Paranoid? Have you listened to any Black Sabbath
album? I've only listened to Crazy Train. And then,
that's not Black Sabbath. That's Ozzy's problem.
But Ozzy, it sounds the same to me. So
no. Here's what you do. Look.
Would you like it
more if
it was White Sabbath? You fucking racist.
Come on.
Are you calling me racist or
yeah,
Ross?
Tell us
if the hood fits, wear it. That's all I'm saying. Arizona was Arizona was the last state to make Martin Luther King Day a national holiday.
That's her fault.
So saying, well, hey, you're
just even born when that
happened. You're blaming the beaner here? Not cool.
Back to Black Sabbath. Okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
You just don't like Ozzy solo stuff, which is all right because it's not as good. You got to do, you got to get yourself a copy of Masters of Reality and have your mind blown, and that's it.
That album is the one you recommend?
I think that's a good starting point.
I'd say Black
Sabbath.
Yes. It's self-titled.
I think...
Okay, but that one.
Hole in the Sky.
Okay.
Wait, Hole in the Sky.
On Sabbath. Isn't that on Sabbath, Josh?
I'm totally
What's
fine
that?
With Black Sabbath, but, like, I
don't
know.
You're fine?
Yeah, I'm totally fine with them. It's just
not my favorite.
In 2 minutes, they're going to be your favorite band.
And then 2 minutes later, she'll be over it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling.
What is your name?
Nina.
Nina, I forgot. Sorry.
I think it's with an M, right?
Nina?
Like Mary?
N-I-N-A.
Let's do it.
You know.
Don't listen to this guy.
The wizard is stoned.
Yeah.
Lucy, remember.
She doesn't need to know about that kind of stuff. She's young.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Well, I haven't done drugs,
good.
You know, but my friend Spencer, he's like, he asked me that stuff, and he's like, have you ever gone drunk? No. You've never gone drunk? No.
Listen, you tell them I'm waiting till I'm 18.
I'm not a chicken.
No, it's
you're
just like,
saying.
I don't know.
I love this Rob doing an anti-drug commercial.
Yeah. He just wants more for himself.
Wait till you're 18. That's the rule. I waited. I was about
in case Rob winds up in Arizona, he wants to have all the drugs in the state.
Yeah.
What?
You probably have really good peyote there.
Rob, lick a cactus when you go to Arizona. I heard it gives you a good high.
Well, Nina, thank
Arizona's
you so much.
Arizona's not all cactus.
No?
Right.
There's
no.
And scorpions, too.
Oh.
I barely see scorpions.
What about armadillos?
I have never seen one.
That's the band.
When I think of armadillos, I think of Texas.
Every member of the band Scorpions was already dead before she was born.
We should be so lucky. Those motherfuckers are all still alive.
All right.
And girls her age are on their album covers.
Well, thank you, Nina, for calling. You're a very pleasant young woman.
Yeah.
And entertaining. And
a lovely lady. Good luck with your life.
Aw, thank you so much. I feel so loved.
Call in next week.
Just avoid Sid if you ever see him.
Yeah,
that's probably for best.
I think next week I'll be at church, actually.
well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, very, very pleasant fan.
Yeah.
For a change.
Nice young lady.
The Google is getting very upset.
And you can give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. And we could talk about Black Sabbath. We could talk about Nina.
We only have 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I wanted to actually.
Wow. Not much.
I wanted to sneak in the YouTube comments you're showing me.
We can talk about it next week.
I don't know.
But let's close it out with a final clip from Neil Hamburger. It's been a good show. Totally flew by. I want to thank Jenny for coming by. I want to thank the Wizard for gracing us with his presence. And
thank you for gracing me with your shower.
Oh yeah,
and combing your hair so
wait,
nicely.
Wait, you showered? What? What happened with the shower?
I didn't shower.
Rob is a good host. He likes to bathe
just
his guests.
Yeah, just tell him, man.
It sounded vaguely
dirty. I put up a hidden webcam and I let Drew shower.
Full release.
And I'm starting a porn site.
Full release.
The Wizard porn. check out Drew's band or the Wizard's band. Drew Wizard. Hull.
Shundle.
MySpace.com/Hull, right?
That's it.
It's a good band, and if you're stoned before you hear it, it'll sound like a lot better. It still sounds pretty good.
That praise. Hey, man, it's all right, but if you're fucked up, it's really better than all right.
It might actually be praise for us. I don't know.
Oh,
you'd have to try it.
I'm sure you guys are wonderful either way.
By the way, Hull, H-U-L-L, not Hull.
Yes, or Howl.
Yeah. Hull, like dull. But
isn't there a town in England?
Yeah.
There's a soccer team there, probably.
Yeah, you can't look us up online because there's a big soccer team there.
Wow. Yeah. See, it's not search engine optimized. I keep telling Ben, we talk about it.
Add
on
a
the
third
show.
L. And then that's the only one.
No, then it'll just go, did you mean Hull?
Damn it, foiled again. I'm out of ideas.
All right. Here's the final Neil Hamburger track. We saved the best one for last.
It's all about Cox Cable.
The best thing about this, though, is the live feed will cut off before the punchline to the joke.
Yeah, so
you have to download
the archives.
It.
So seriously, it's amazing.
You have to download.
And we will hear you, or you will hear us next week.
What? We're having any cranberry sauce with Christmas dinner this year. Absolutely no cranberry sauce for the widow love come December 25th. Do you celebrate Christmas on December 25th here in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Why won't Courtney love be having any cranberry sauce to go along with the mashed potatoes and gravy right here? Mashed potatoes and gravy. No cranberry sauce to go along with the honey baked ham. There he is. The candy jams right here. Hey, good to see you. Huh? The green beans. Are you here? Can you come out for the show, green beans? Green beans? No green beans. Sorry. Why no cranberry sauce to go along with a turkey stuffing. Turkey stuffing. Anybody? Stuffing right here in the front. No cranberry sauce. Wait, hold on. That wasn't very impressive. This is going to be a long night, folks. We got a lot of great comedians coming out, and they all have something that's very important. For pacing a set, which is an audience participation part of the set. And for my audience participation part of the set, I require that everyone yell along cranberry sauce when I try and get the crowd going. You know, 3 nights ago on this very stage, Motown's legendary Four Tops performed. That's right. And they did all their biggest hits. Baby, I need your lovin'. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Reach out. I'll be there. All these great songs. And it was a wonderful, wonderful show. And when they did their biggest hit of all, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, I Can't Help Myself, when they got to the chorus of that immortal song, and that is a great song, am I right, folks? When they got to the chorus of that song, everyone in this little theater jumped to their feet and sang along with the Four Tops, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. It was one of those magical moments where audience and performer become one. And yet a mere 3 nights later on this very same stage, when America's youngest comedian, Neil Hamburger, tried to unveil his cranberry sauce routine, the best we could get was cranberry sauce. I know we can do better. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Let me ask you why. One more time. Why disgraced vocalist Courtney Love won't be having any this Christmas fucking dinner? Anyone know why? Anybody read USA Today? I'll tell you why. The reason, my friends, that Courtney Love, her little love, won't be having any for Christmas dinner is that, in fact, Courtney Love won't be having Christmas dinner this year. No. Oh, in fact, she's not even going to celebrate the Christmas holiday. She will have died by then of a heroin overdose.
Wow. Wow, this show just totally snuck up on us.
And ever do the
Hello, this? Not as many.
God damn it. God damn it, Glenn. That's rude.
Yo. And why? And why did God create dentists?
And why did God create dentists?
Half the download.
And we will...
having any...
Onto the joke.
Yeah.
Okay.